Now, we're in the middle of Oscars period with the ceremony coming out next Monday, but it's also a good time to reminisce, look back at some of the greatest films ever made. And, well, flicks.com.au have gone out and done just that, doing a poll with their readers and receiving over 13,000 votes to determine who Australian film lovers think are the best films of all time. We've got flicks.com.au writer Luke Buckmaster on the line to try and dissect this poll. G'day, Luke.
Hi, Mick. How you going?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
You're very welcome.
Now, it's always dangerous doing a poll because whilst everyone's got their favourite movies that they want to put in there, you're never going to get the definitive sort of list. But 13,000 votes from flicks.com.au, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, it is a decent sample. But you're right, it always is a little bit dangerous, particularly when you're taking a poll to the general public. It's kind of like... Is it a little bit like democracy in the sense that, you know, it's great in theory, but then when every Tom, Dick and Harry casts their vote, you look at the end results and you go, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure. You know, I find them similar in that sense.
Yeah. And look, it definitely is a popularity contest when it comes to this list, because every movie in this list has pretty much been some sort of a blockbuster, I reckon. You know, like a big film when it came out. Would you agree?
Yeah. They were all very big films. I think that's true. I can't, off the top of my head, out of 100 films or so, I can't actually think of one that was, your small independent art house film. And that's kind of the sort of film that you get if you ask a film critic to do it. They'll travel through the kind of deep recesses of their cinematic knowledge and their filmic psyche, and they'll pluck out some obscure films. And of course, even if you ask critics, they'll have their own kind of problems too. There's problems in those sort of lists as well. But yes, they do tend to be very big films, you're right.
And let's put it out there right now. The number one film that, as voted by flicks.com.au readers, The Shawshank Redemption. Well, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah. It's The Shawshank Redemption, I think, is a wonderful film. And it's one of those rare movies that really unites critics and unites general audiences.
Yeah.
And after I learned that it had, you know, hit number one, I watched it again. I've probably seen it over the years, I reckon 7 or 8 times, and I watched it again, and it's got this magical ability to take me away to these places and characters. I feel like I know them.
It just draws you in. It's just such a well-done story. And, of course, the acting of Morgan Freeman and his voice and everything just builds you. It feels like a warm and fuzzy movie, but it's a really engaging and exciting movie too.
Yes. That voice, Morgan Freeman's voice, it's this honey lilt that comes out of his mouth. Oh, my God, it's an amazing, amazing voice. And yes, while we think of it and we talk about it and we experience it as this very inspirational movie, The Shawshank Redemption, it has a lot of light and dark to it. You know, this is a film about a guy who was locked away unfairly in prison for most of his life, so it's certainly got some dark elements as well.
It does, for sure. Now, it's nice to have a poll conducted by an Australian website, but very disappointingly, there were not many Australian films. I think I counted only 2 in the list, one of them being Fury Road, which I guess you could call Australian, but not the original Mad Max. What's going on there?
Yeah. Look, I hear. But what's going on there? Well, by the way, before we continue, the other film, if you're curious, your listeners are curious, is The Castle. The Castle was the other Australian film.
I like that one.
Yeah, I don't think you'll find anybody in the country who is going to argue about that choice. But I think there's an element whenever you're going to take the public to a poll, that there is an element of the public choosing films that are reasonably recent sometime in the memory. So not for The Shawshank Redemption, which was number one, not for the original Star Wars, which was number two, but there is an element of people kind of remember what they saw recently. So I think that probably partly explains why Mad Max Fury Road got there and Mad Max the original didn't. However, you know, in the conversation of which is the better Mad Max movies, you know, the jury's still sort of out on that one. It's an ongoing discussion.
I guess so. I guess the original Mad Max is maybe an acquired taste. It's not quite up there with the technological feats of the Fury Road, or the cinematic feats, I should say. But it's just a classic, I reckon, the original Mad Max. But that's what these polls are good about, you know, creating healthy discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing is that, you know, films are about, in many senses, creating memories. I mean, there are really, when you get down to it, you push all the genres aside, all the types of movies, there are only two kinds of movies. There's movies that you watch and there's movies that you remember. And for better or ill, this list of 100 films on flicks.com.au is really full, chock to the brim, stuffed to the gills of films that are very, very memorable. You can look at, you know, I could show you one picture from, say, The Matrix of Keanu Reeves. You would know instantly what film we're talking about. I could show you one picture of John Travolta in Grease, which came in position 18, with a cigarette out of his mouth and a leather jacket. These films just burn into the collective psyche.
They do, definitely. And look, whenever people ask me what my favourite film of all time is, it harks back to my young days when I was 15, 16, and Pulp Fiction was just this huge film that came out. And I loved it so much, and it still stands up for me as one of my favourites, and it made it there at number 8. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, number 8, yeah. So if your listeners are curious what other films made the top 10, we've got Titanic at number 3.
I'm a bit surprised with that,
and also Don't Shoot the Messenger, Nick.
Yeah.
We've got The Godfather at number 4.
Yes.
Gone with the Wind at number 5, which is quite a curious choice because it's really an extraordinarily long movie.
Oh my God, so long.
Oh, it's about 4 hours, Nick.
When they used to show it on TV when I was a kid, it used to span over two nights. They wouldn't show it in one night because it was too long.
Well, there you go. It's like the old school 20-minute intermission, but it's now a 24-hour intermission. We need a lot of time to prepare for the second half.
Definitely. Number 6, I'm going to be one of these people that arc up about this. Forrest Gump came at number 6. I'm just like, seriously? Not Forrest Gump. It's not that good.
Yeah, it's a real crowd pleaser. And so is number 7, The Sound of Music. I mean,
That's a great movie. Pulp Fiction, as you said, number 8. The Dark Knight at number 9. Maybe the Heath Ledger factor in there. Oh, it was a great movie, though. I did enjoy it.
Yeah, no, it is. I think it's one of the better, if not one of the best superhero movies. And you're probably right that there's a Heath Ledger factor there. And 10, The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz, which is great. And we haven't too many old movies in there, but you did get a few classics. Of course, Casablanca just snuck in there at number 12, almost in the top 10. Singing in the Rain got a Guernsey. One that I must admit I haven't seen, which is right down the bottom at 98, 12 Angry Men. I don't think I've seen this.
Ah, yes, that's the Sidney Lumet film. It's a wonderful film, Henry Fonda. Right. Basically, it's talking about, before we mentioned the jury's still out, well, this is about a jury, and they sort of talk over this complicated case that seems initially to be really clear-cut, but it actually turns to be quite complex. I really recommend it. It's 12 Angry Men is a wonderful, wonderful film. Okay. And I guess another thing about this list also that we should add in terms of a sort of cinephile's perspective is that there's very few old films, as you said, and there's very few foreign language films. I can't remember all of the 100 off the top of my head, but I cannot recall a foreign language film.
I reckon the only one would be Spirited Away, but they do have an English Spirited version Away. Of it. English version, of course, which most people have probably seen, but I do like the original Japanese voiced one.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, Spirited Away is a wonderful film. If there are people listening who haven't seen it, the Studio Ghibli productions there are just, some of them are just extraordinary. My Neighbor Totoro is another great film.
Yes, love Miyazaki.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
And the one more thing I've got to say, in the Battle of the Christmas Movies, we had Love Actually and Die Hard, and they actually became consecutive in the poll, but Love Actually in this poll wins out. Position 23 to Die Hard's 24.
Yeah, that's true. They did come, John McClane is sort of just crawling around just on position 24, and Love Actually snuck up ahead of him.
Yeah.
You know, some people say that Die Hard is not a proper Christmas movie, but I think that is complete rubbish.
Exactly. I agree. Look, we're not going to mention the fact that Avengers Infinity War got in there at all, but if you do want to check out the list, flicks.com.au is where you can find it. Really cool. And look, is there one movie that you really thought would make that list that didn't? You know, was your favourite film in that list?
That's a hard question. My favourite film is a French movie called Playtime. It's from a director called Jacques Tati. Uh-huh. So, you know, we don't have that in the list.
No.
But it was more, before the list was produced, it was more about me fearing what might be in it rather than expecting what could be in it. So, you know, all up, yes, it is quite a sort of mainstream list. As you said before, these films are big, you know, marquee tentpole movies, but there's also some pretty great watching material in there, undoubtedly.
Definitely. And I just found one more foreign language film. Amelie made it in as number 72 as well.
Oh, so there you go. That's one of them. From Jhené Caro. Yes, yeah. Yes. There's another foreign language film. Yeah, well spotted.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Well, go check it out. I really like the list. I love lists. I love movies. And if you do too, go check it out. And Luke Buckmaster from flicks.com.au, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.
Pleasure. Thanks, Mick.